And welcome to the Crop Tour podcast on the AgriTalk app, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Day two of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour wrapped up. It's in the books. We've got the numbers for you out of Indiana and out of Nebraska. Let's start out east, bring in Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Brian, long day out there, but boy, I tell you what, you guys pulled a bunch of samples again.
We did, Chip. A lot of hard work by our scouts, and it's very much appreciated because this is a data gathering tour.
Yes, absolutely. And since it's a data gathering tour, let's get right to it. What are your final results out of Indiana for corn?
Indiana corn, 182.3 bushels per acre. That's up 6.5% from what we found on tour last year in the state of Indiana.
Okay, so USDA on August 1 had the crop at 186, which was up 3.3% from last year's final USDA yield estimate for Indiana. USDA up 3.3%. You're up 6.5%. Do you think that maybe there's a little bit of room to the upside on Indiana?
You know, I do. Historically, we've missed the state of Indiana by 2.3 bushels, so you have to add another 2.3 bushels to what we come up with. That's back to 2001, so a long period of history there. Mm-hmm. And that's an average year. That doesn't mean that you have to do that every year, but on average, that's how much we miss the state by. You know, I think when you look at the grain length, it's there, or the ear counts, it's there. Yeah. Ear counts are up. They were at 102.2 this year. Last year, they were 99.5. 5-year or 3-year average, 101.3. So ear counts are up. Not surprising once again, because USDA told us that in their August objective field data.
Right. Okay. Now, one thing that we need to remember is this year's crop seems to be further along than what last year's crop was. So last year, we may have been measuring a little bit of yield while a little bit of potential in that crop. It finished strong. So USDA is up from a crop number that finished strong. We're up 6.5% from a number that included potential rather than actual yield. Therefore, maybe these numbers mesh up really nicely.
Yeah, I think when you just look at it on the surface, there's not a whole lot to be concerned about or argue about with our numbers. I mean, they are what they are. They're the numbers coming out of the field. So, but I feel really good about the Indiana numbers that we pulled for corn.
Very good. Very good. What else do we need to talk about on corn, Brian? It seems like there were some disease issues over there.
There are. I think the corn is far enough along where the disease probably isn't as big of an issue as if it was a normal year.
Right.
And this is an advanced year. So disease, I'm not too concerned with at this point in time. We look at the grain length. It's down just a little bit from where it was last year in the state of Indiana.
Yep.
Seeing some of the tip back. We did not see much of that in Ohio. We got into Indiana and we started to see some of that, and that shows up a little bit with the grain length being down there, just a touch. Kernel rows, they're about the same. They're down just a fraction from where they were last year and the 3-year average there, and the row spacing, it's always about 30,
right?
Just a fraction below that.
Right. Okay. So a lot of information there. If you're going to point at one thing that's driving this yield up 6.5% from the crop tour results a year ago, it's that ear count.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. And that was the theme in Ohio. It's the theme
yep.
in Indiana. And it's the theme that USDA told us in their August report.
Right. And I'll preview it a little bit for you. It's kind of the theme out in South Dakota and Nebraska, too. Let's get to the bean pod count in a 3x3-foot square for Indiana.
1311.9. So, that's up 12.2% from last year on what we found. So a lot of pods out there. And I think when you look at The state of Ohio, which we had last night, up 12.8%. Indiana up 12.2%. We look at some of the what you guys found out on the western side, and they're up double digits as well, pod counts. There's just a lot of pods out there this year, and I think that that's the overwhelming thing. We have moisture here late in the growing season. We got wet again today, you know, unfortunately for us and fortunately for the crop, but they have that late season moisture, and typically when that's the case, you know, the crop finishes pretty well.
Absolutely. Brian, anything that you feel like we need to add on the soybeans?
No, you know, the moisture stage, this shouldn't be surprising, but at a scale of 1 to 6, it came in at 5.1 this year, so very high. We had ponding today because heavy rains, some heavy rains yesterday too, so a lot of 5s and 6s on those ratings, which means that the, either the there was moisture prevalent at the surface or it was actually a little bit ponded from the active rain. And you would expect that. And that's reflected in those comments that I made about the moisture to finish the crop out.
Right. Very good. Doesn't sound like you saw a lot of disease in beans.
No, actually, you know, when you talk about Indiana or Ohio, it's very uniform crop. It's clean. It's pretty much insect and disease free. You know, it's just a matter of some fields have a few more pods than others, but the pods overall are up and up pretty significantly for both those states.
Excellent. Excellent. Good work today, Brian. Be safe tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on AgriTalk.
All right. Sounds great.
Great. Go have a beer, bud.
Will do.
All right. That is Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Let's jump straight to the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. Jeff Wilson, Pro Farmer Senior Market Analyst, is with me out here on the western leg, running the western leg of the tour this year. And Jeff, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I did about for Brian. Your scouts are doing a wonderful job out there. They pulled 301 samples of corn out of the state of Nebraska, down a little bit from a year ago, but an awful good number.
Awful. I mean, 300 samples in Nebraska. Yeah. It's they took a lot of samples. They did a lot of good work, and the data speaks for itself.
Yeah,
it's we covered Nebraska. We covered an area that is maybe a little bit less irrigated than what the total state is. So our numbers might not fully reflect what the state is going to show. So overall, the past several years, the Pro Farmer number has been 15 bushels less because we have less irrigated fields that we actually measure.
Right. The state of Nebraska, 60% irrigated, 40% dry land. Because we spend the time in the eastern half of the state, east of the heavy irrigation ground where every field seems like it's irrigated, we have a lower number of irrigated samples out here. This year we pulled 43.2% irrigated samples on the western leg of the tour out of Nebraska. So basically, the tour numbers are just the opposite of what the state is. The state is 60 irrigated, 40 dry land. Our samples are going to be 40 irrigated and 60 dry land. So we're awful close there. Let's get right to it then, bud. What was your number coming out of Nebraska?
For the corn crop?
Yes.
We are looking at an 8.3% increase. Our yield average came in at 179.2 bushels per acre.
Okay.
That's right on what USDA said as of August 1 at 196, up 8.3%.
Right.
At 15.5 bushels, you're at 195.
Yeah.
It looks like we kind of concur with what USDA is thinking.
I didn't think there was a chance that we would see a 195 crop out of Nebraska. Now, I mean, there's some disease issue, but it's nothing terrible. And plus, the crop is far enough along. That 38% dented number that USDA gave us for the state of Nebraska as of Sunday, that's a load of crap. It's much heavier 60%. Dented than that, at least, yes.
There's fields that are going to be harvested in 2 weeks.
Right.
There's two fields that I've measured myself today. They will definitely be measured in 2 weeks or harvested in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And, I mean, they are very close to fully mature.
Absolutely. Okay. Where did this yield come from? Which one of the components drove it?
Well, I think there's number one is grain length.
Really?
I think grain length looks good. It's up 4.1%.
Okay.
The total number of ears counted, up 1.8%.
Really? Okay.
I was actually surprised that that number wasn't higher.
Yeah.
Now, when I was in fields, I did notice that there were a few misses.
Some skips.
There definitely was a little bit of replanting in some fields.
Right.
There was also some disease problems where you lost the ear here or there. There's a few bug problems out there. It's not heavy, but it takes off a couple.
Yep.
It just doesn't get you there. But that grain length at almost 7.3 inches, that's a lot of grain.
That's a big number.
I mean, we measured a couple ears that were more than 8.5 inches long.
Yeah.
That's a ball bat.
Yep, that's exactly right. And what about kernel rows? Where'd we come in at?
Kernel rows, you know, it's up. Nice little 16.6%. Or I'm sorry, 16.6 rows, up from 16.3 rows a year ago. The average the last 3 years, 16.2. So that also added. But, you know, here's the thing about those rows that I noticed, and it may not come to fruition, is that when you got to those 14 and 16s, they tended to have some smaller than what I thought would be what I would have seen out here. Now, you can't measure that. It's a visual thing.
The kernel size you're talking about.
Sorry.
Okay.
The 18s, they were about average. So maybe when we get to some of those 18 rows around, they come in average, but maybe the 16s aren't quite up to average. So where does that go?
Yeah.
We won't know until the combines roll.
Interesting. You know, but that at 16.6, that's a big number. People always talk about all the 18s that are out there. Yeah, no. We're always so close to 16. Indiana varies quite a bit, and Nebraska will vary. But at 16.6, think about it, guys. You're pulling two 16s and an 18 on every sample on average. That's impressive. That is very impressive to me. Okay, let's jump over to soybeans here, Jeff. What were your total number of pods in a 3x3-foot square in Nebraska?
Almost 1,300. Wow. 1,299, up from 1,131 a year ago. Three-year average, 1,191. So we're looking at a almost 15% increase from a year ago. There's a lot of pods out there.
Yeah.
I counted one plant today that had 5 4-bean pods.
Okay.
Never seen that before.
Right.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah, you are Jeff 4-bean Wilson. You know that, right?
I've offered money to the 5-bean person that brings it in. I haven't seen the 5-bean pod yet, but to see 5 4-bean pods, it's impressive.
Yes.
It is impressive. And there weren't a lot of onesies and twosies.
Right.
A lot of mostly threes.
Yeah.
So the pods are out there, and it looks like the beans are there. And more importantly, those pods are already filling the beans.
Yeah.
And except in the area that, in that south central, southeast areas where it is dry, they're still a little flat. Although we had a shower today walking through that area, and that will help those soybeans.
Absolutely, it will. Absolutely. Okay. We saw some disease issue in Nebraska. The guys were talking about some gray leaf spot out there. There were some other issues that, as Emily and I saw a couple of fields coming down, they're starting to die from the top down. Makes you wonder if there isn't a little bit of Goss's wilt out there, something like that. Or maybe what we saw dying from the top down could have been anthracnose as well. As a matter of fact, Emily's giving me the high sign right now saying, yeah, it probably was anthracnose. Soybeans, it seems like they're relatively, I don't want to call them disease-free.
No.
But they're pretty good.
You see little spots driving down the road where it's sun death syndrome.
Right.
Or maybe another disease. But it's not anything like I've seen before.
Exactly.
It's small.
Right.
So it's not a big yield kicker.
Okay. Now, you haven't been out here on the western leg of the tour before, so I want to make a comment about the weed pressure that we saw. The last 3 years, 4 years, I've been on these guys out here in Nebraska City and riding them hard about getting the weed pressure under control. This year, I thought it was pretty doggone good. Did it strike you as a weedy bean crop?
No, not a. I mean, it's it's a little bit more than Central Illinois that I'm from.
Sure.
That's where I'm from. So, but we're talking about apples and oranges.
Yep.
And it was clean.
Yeah.
And it was, you look out in the field, yeah, there might be a few volunteer corn. There might be a few weeds.
And you can tell that there's some late season water hemp coming too. They're just poking above the beans right now, which is crazy to me. In 2 weeks, they're probably going to be 5 foot tall, drive back through here and go, oh my gosh, what are they doing? But for the third week of August, with the amount of growing degrees that we've accumulated, because weeds will grow with the growing degree days just like corn does, just like soybeans do. But the weed pressure, I was very impressed. Now, we talked with Nebraska farmer Tim Gregerson from Herman about why that might be. John Harith put together a report on that. It's on AgWeb. It's on agweb.com. You can go there and look at it. But Gregerson made a really interesting point. A year ago, we dropped so many ears on the ground in Nebraska. Remember, we were hearing about the cattle dying? Guys turning the cows out. They were eating too much corn and dying out there. So the word was out on volunteer corn. Everybody was watching it like crazy. Winter hung on until the end of April out here. Then when May came, temperatures warmed right up, and that volunteer corn showed itself early. And guys went nuts and sprayed it. And they got very aggressive with their pre and with their post applications of herbicide because they could see that volunteer corn out there coming, and they wanted to get it. And because of that, there may have been some residual, because if you're going out there and killing a grass, you're going to put some broadleaf herbicide in with it, and if you're making a pass. So they went ahead and did that, and it may have been that volunteer corn that triggered them into getting out there and getting aggressive with their weed battles out there this spring. So it might have helped them out quite a bit there. Jeff, great job. Great numbers. We saw a really good Nebraska corn and soybean crop.
We did.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We kind of measured a record crop too.
Yeah.
USDA says record corn and beans, or corn in both states, record soybean, or record soybean crop in Nebraska. Yeah. 61 bushels. That's a lot. That's a big soybean
that's
crop in Nebraska.
One. That's right. That's right. Buddy, we'll be out on the road again tomorrow. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night on the Crop Tour podcast when we get the numbers done up in Spencer. Tomorrow's kind of different for you, though, because you're going to have the results for the Western three crop districts in Iowa.
But we'll looking forward to it.
We'll go through those numbers. Okay, there's just one observation from the numbers that I want to make, if I could, here, guys. And I'm just going to read them down. Ohio, 179.57. Indiana, 182.33. South Dakota, 178.01. Nebraska, 179.17. Guys, I've never seen consistency like this in the raw calculated average yields on a state-by-state basis. It's really pretty phenomenal. It's almost shocking to me that we've got that much consistency. Now, we're not quite as consistent on the soybeans because our pod counts up in South Dakota, it's always going to be really, really tough to get a big pod count number up in South Dakota. And here we were at 1025 in South Dakota on a pods in a 3x3 foot square. But Ohio, 1248. Indiana, 1311. Nebraska, 1299. It's absolutely phenomenal to me that we are seeing this kind of consistency out there. Really shocking. So, guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to have it again tomorrow night for you. Reminder, the 2018 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour, sponsored by Pioneer. We couldn't be out here doing this without the support of Pioneer. Really appreciate all the efforts that they are putting into not only sponsoring the scouts, feeding them supper, buying them a beer, but also providing some very important information for the attendees of the evening meetings. Pioneer has been a great partner with us on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour for many years, and 2018 is definitely no exception. All right, signing off from Nebraska City, I'm AgriTalk host Chip Florey.